The Hodag is a creature said to inhabit the woods of Rhinelander, Wisconsin. In 1893, a Hodag was reportedly captured by Eugene Shepherd. Although Mr. Shepherd would later go on to claim the Hodag was a hoax, that did little to stop the momentum of the legend. The legend of the Hodag is described in the book The Hodag and Other Tales of Logging Camps, written by Luke Sylvester Kearney and published in 1928. The legend first tells of how woodsmen worked their oxen harshly. Due to the workload, an ox would be lucky to live up to 6 years. After an ox died, there would be a customary cremation held by the woodsman. A fire would be kept burning for 7 years. That was, according to legend, how long the body of the ox must be burned to completely eliminate the negativity that had accumulated in its body during its difficult working life. So where did all that negativity go? At the end of the 7th year of burning, as the fire burned down, a mystical creature would appear from under the ashes. That creature was the Hodag, but it wasn't named the Hodag at the time. One evening, Eugene Shepherd was taking a stroll along a trail when he noticed a strange odor in the air. It was then that he was confronted by a huge creature that he described as looking like a dinosaur. It had sharp spines along its tail and back, short stubby legs with massive claws, 2 large horns, and a mouth full of sharp, glistening teeth. Eugene took off and rounded up a group of men to help capture the creature. While plotting the capture, Eugene thought deeply about the origins of the creature, which was like nothing he'd seen before. He came to the conclusion that this creature may be a missing link between the ichthyosaur, a prehistoric sea creature, and the mylodon, a prehistoric ground sloth. The name Hodag ultimately came from this conclusion. A parchment found in the tomb of King Tutankhamun referred to the sea creature as a Selblatki, which was later translated to be Hodag by a reporter. And that's how the legend explains the name. So Mr. Shepherd concocted his plan to capture the Hodag. He ordered a group of men to dig a pit a few miles from where he'd seen the Hodag, making it 50 feet in diameter and 30 feet deep. The trap was covered with poles and then disguised with sticks and grass. Suspecting the Hodag would see it as prey, one of the hunting party took an ox into the woods towards the spot where the Hodag had been seen. The legend says that once they were deep in the woods, a tremendous growl was heard as the Hodag sprung from the cover of bushes and began running towards the ox. The ox was led quickly towards the trap, where after a short chase, the Hodag fell and was successfully captured. Today, the Hodag is a treasured mascot of Rhinelander. Outside the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce is a huge statue of the Hodag. There's a Hodag store, which I've been to, and it's fantastic. And there's even a Hodag festival each year. The festival I haven't been to, but it's definitely on my list of things to do. So that is the legend of the Hodag. Thank you for listening.